Pope Benedict XVI has exchanged letters with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown ahead of the Group of 20 summit meeting scheduled to open in London tomorrow, Charles Collins reports.
The exchange of letters was initiated by Pope Benedict on Monday when he told the British Prime Minister the Catholic Church appreciated the importance of the G20 summit and told the world leaders the way out of the current global crisis can only be reached together, avoiding solutions marked by any nationalistic selfishness or protectionism. He asked the summit participants to not forget about Africa and said the fact that only one African country is included in the G20 should prompt a profound reflection among the summit participants, since those whose voice has least force in the political scene are precisely the ones who suffer most from the harmful effects of a crisis for which they do not bear responsibility. He also mentioned his recent apostolic voyage to Africa and pointed out the terrific human potential with which the continent is blessed and can be offered the entire world. Pope Benedict said it's necessary to turn to the multilateral mechanisms and structures which form part of the United Nations and its associated organizations in order to hear the voices of all countries and to ensure that measures and steps taken at G20 meetings are supported by all. The Holy Father also said that if a key element of the crisis is a deficit of ethics and economic structures, the same crisis teaches us that ethics is not external to the economy, but internal, and that the economy cannot function if it does not bear within it an ethical component. The Pope concluded his letter by adding his voice to those of the adherents of various religions and cultures who share the conviction that the elimination of extreme poverty by 2015, to which leaders at the UN Millennium Summit committed themselves, remains one of the most important tasks of our time. In his reply the next day, Prime Minister Gordon Brown agreed it's vital that rich countries keep their promises on aid, even in these tough times. He also said governments must provide real help to get people through these tough times and take action to lay the foundations for recovery. Prime Minister Brown also said the G20 is trying to extend its reach beyond its traditional members and has invited members of the New Economic Partnership for African Development and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to attend the London meeting. I'm Charles Collins.